Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101. This is the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. I'm not sure where Russell is. Maybe he slept in a little bit too much today after the holiday weekend. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Today's theme is miscellaneous baseball trivia. All right, we've been doing a lot of basketball, and we'll probably come back to it because we're just about in the finals today. And we're going to introduce our special guest, Dave Popkin, in the next segment coming up here in just a short bit. Hey, Celtics 4-0 over the Pacers.
Well, you know, Edward, I told you that that would be the team in the finals. Yeah. Because, quite frankly, the West is so much is such a better competitive overall league than the East. And the Celtics did what the Celtics expected to do. And where are they? They're in the finals. Quite frankly, can't really envision. I think the Mavericks are pretty good.
They are. Were you a little surprised that the Nuggets just got sort of exited out?
Yeah,
I know. I was too. I mean, Timberwolves are good, but I think next year they're going to be really good. They're just coming out. Anthony Edwards. He's definitely one of those guys that you definitely want to watch come into his own. He's already doing well. I noticed Russell finally joined us here. Did you oversleep?
No. You guys started early.
No, it's a little after 8:30. Thank you very much on a Tuesday morning. All right. Stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. When we get back, we're going to introduce our special guest, veteran sportscaster Dave Popkin. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners, how can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, our other co-host, Russell Jackman, who he says he did not sleep in, and I totally trust him. And now we're going to introduce our special guest, Dave Popkin, who is a veteran sportscaster. Dave, welcome to Sports Econ 101.
Hey, gents. Thanks for having me.
Good. All right. What are we going to talk about today? Because, Dave, first of all, tell us who you are broadcasting with.
Well, I've been with Seton Hall, the men's basketball team, for the last 21 years. Gary Cohen is my partner. He's the TV voice of the Mets, so that's been a good opportunity for me to work with him and learn and become a better broadcaster. I'm also the TV voice of the Northeast Conference, going into my 25th year doing that on various networks like CBS Sports Network and ESPN Plus, and we've been on YES and SNY in New York. And MSG over the years. So that's fun. And I do minor league baseball for the Buffalo Bisons and all kinds of other stuff, about 90 games a year. So it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I see all the baseballs in the background there.
Yeah. It's my first love. Lifelong baseball fan. I've done over 20 years of minor league baseball and college baseball. So it's like breathing for me. I just did 11 games in 5 days, the Northeast Conference baseball tournament, and a little tired from that one, but it was fun.
Oh, I bet. Well, and then when it goes into extra innings, you go, I want to get home a little early today.
Yeah, the pitch clock has helped. It's been a game changer for announcers and fans, for sure, even in college baseball. But now they go to replay on any kind of a close play, so it still takes forever.
Yeah, one of our older co-hosts, Bruce McGowan, who used to be with us, one time he was telling us there was something going wrong, either with the rain. It was either rain delay or something, and he didn't have his cohort with him, and he had to do 3 hours by himself. It gets a little challenging. Yeah, tell me so many stories. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh no, that I was totally you do Bison's baseball. I got to ask you. That yard that they play in looks pretty darn sweet, is it not?
It is. It's a really good minor league stadium, to the point where when the players couldn't come back and forth across the border during COVID, the Toronto Blue Jays played there, and the Blue Jays put a lot of money into the stadium. So it's nicer than ever, the clubhouses and all of the amenities there. It's it's terrific. I would call it a 4A stadium more than a AAA stadium. And I actually have not gotten to do a game there, even though this is my 11th year with the team. They always send me on the road. So when Duke McGuire, the longtime color commentator and Buffalo Baseball Hall of Famer, can't make a trip, they send me. So I do about 25, 30 games a year, and it's just enough.
When you, let me ask you, what was it like doing games during COVID?
It was very strange.
I bet.
Yeah, the baseball took the whole year off, and then in 21 came back, and Buffalo actually played closer to me in Trenton, New Jersey, because the Blue Jays took over their stadium in Buffalo, as I mentioned. So I got to see the team and do some of the games in Trenton, and then basketball was stranger because we would be in person, but like up top and removed from the court so that we were away from the players for the home games. And for most of the road games, we were just in a studio doing it off the monitor. And there was one particular game where the game was on Fox and they were still doing like post-game interviews from Monster Trucks or something like that. And the game had started. So we had to like get some kind of a different feed off of a phone, off of a stream so that I could physically do the play-by-play on the radio from the studio. There was like literally somebody from Learfield running in with a phone so that I could call the opening tip off of his cell phone.
Crazy. Russell, do you want to ask any questions to Dave here?
So what would you say is the hardest play to call in baseball?
Anything odd. Because I'm not doing it every day right now, anything that's out of the ordinary is a challenge. Like the other night, first and third play, two outs, and the runner from first takes off and purposely gets hung up between first and third, and the runner scores, and I couldn't see. I'm trying to look at two things at once, and I couldn't see. Did he actually score before they tagged him out between first and second? They were essentially just trying to steal a run. Anything odd like that that happens. Other than that, you know, a triple with the bases loaded, that kind of thing is difficult because you're trying to, on radio, capture as much of it as possible for the listener and say, okay, the ball goes to the wall, one run scores. Picked up by Jones in right, hits the cutoff man, second runner scores. They're waving in the third runner, and here comes the play to the plate. Surrett scores. It's a three-run double for so-and-so. So it's a lot of fast play-by-play after not doing that for minutes, maybe. The ball's only in play for about 8 minutes of a three-hour game. So it's like, wait, 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 hurry up.
Very interesting.
Hey, Dave, what about the fact when you're doing 25 games, and I can relate to what you're doing, being a play-by-play guy myself, but when do you finally feel like, I mean, you do the first game of the season, the second game, okay, that's nice. But you and I both know it's all about rhythm. It's all about rhythm. When do you feel like you actually get into rhythm? Because 25 games is not 100 and whatever the hell it is, 180 games, whatever they do. But that, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. After so much baseball, it doesn't take long. I asked Dave O'Brien from ESPN one time, you know, in spring training, how long does it take you to get ready for the season? He goes, well, 1-2 pitches.
Fair.
You know,
that's a good answer.
That's really good.
I mean, on TV, it's a lot easier. On radio, because I like to tell stories and digress and things like that, I just always have to remind myself to value the pitch and value the ball and not talk through that, because then something crazy happens and you're not ready. You're not really set and you haven't taken control of the broadcast. So I think that's the thing that I concentrate on the first game back in radio every time, is just handle the basics, concentrate on the ball, and then go from there.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say before we go to a break here, and when we come back, I know Mike's got a story he wants to talk about with Bill Walton. But since you love baseball so much, and I know the guys have heard this, I won't go into the whole story, but basically in 1974, when my mom's great uncle came to visit us and he found out that I loved baseball, he would tell me that he used to watch Honus Wagner play.
Oh, wow.
That Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of baseball, that you can pass down those stories and that fandom. Yeah. You know, I remember my grandfather telling me about how much he loved the St. Louis Cardinals because of the Gas House Gang. And then I've subsequently learned a lot about that. So that's the best part of baseball is the history, I think.
And for me, because I guess I think I'm the oldest one here. I mean, for me, watching Willie Mays, Bobby Bonds, you know, Willie McCovey, because, being here for
Dave in says Cardinals, ahead, and I say, hey, any of you guys got any advantage to going to see the Giants Cardinals game at Rick Woods Field? That game, that's the toughest ticket in the world. You know, they're playing in Birmingham, and it's going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity where all the old Negro League teams played, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron. I've been there once. But I got to tell you, that's going to be one of the great opportunities in life to see these two legendary teams play at Rick Woods Field, the oldest ballpark in America. Have you been there, Dave?
I haven't been there, but the only other active stadium that was used for Negro League games is Hinchcliffe Stadium, and it's in Paterson, New Jersey, which is a couple miles from my house. So I went there to a game last year. The New Jersey Jackals play there, and they did a pretty good job renovating it, so it's cool.
All right, guys, we're going to cut to our commercial break here. We're talking miscellaneous baseball questions. And again, Dave, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. All right, which baseball player had exactly 3,630 hits, exactly 1,815 were on the road and 1,850 were at home? You know this one, right? I can't figure it. The guy's a baseball guy. He'll know this question. All right. Well, I'm going to ask it one more time. Which baseball player had 3,630 career hits? Exactly 1,815 were on the road and 1,850 were at home. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest Dave Popkin, and our other co-host Russell Jackson. We're doing mixed around here. Okay, what I mean by that is, you know, McDowd, McDonald, etc. Okay, here we go. Baseball question number one: which baseball player had 3,630 career hits, exactly 1,815 on the road and 1,850 at home? All right, Dave, what's the answer?
Stan Musial.
Stan the man, man Usual. Very good.
I met him.
What was he like?
You met him. Oh, wow.
What a gentleman. Like? Oh, he's the best. Very gentle. Very cool. He was nice.
Yeah, that's so great. That's kind of a...
And he was...
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was going to say that I'm trying to remember in the late 30s, early 40s, well, mostly the 40s is when he really kind of came into his own. But I'm thinking because of the war, was he in World War II? And then came out. I know Ted Williams did that.
Missed 5 years. Yeah, I don't think Musial missed that much time if he was in the service.
Okay. Boy, you know, you really kind of wonder what would have happened, like, for someone like Ted Williams during those 5 years, because those were like five pivotal years.
He was the greatest hitter of all time, as it was. He would have had over 700 home runs if he would have played those years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he was my dad's favorite, even though my dad grew up in Brooklyn and was a big Dodger fan, but Ted Williams was his favorite. Let me just shift over here for just a minute, because unfortunately we lost Bill Walton. What a character that guy was. Mike, you were going to mention like meeting him?
Bill Walton, first of all, I'm going to say one of the top five centers to ever play the game. Loved him. He could be dominant as, I mean, I remember as a kid watching him at UCLA. Then he goes to the Portland Trailblazers, wins a championship in 77, I believe, MVP. Yeah. Just, you know, the basketball is great, but what really matters when it's all said and done is the person is Bill. And I can tell you that back in the 90s, I covered the Golden State Warriors, and in the 2000s as well. But I see this big, tall guy walking towards me. And our paths are coming right at each other. And I'm like, holy cow, that's Bill Walton. And he's like, hey, comes right in front of my face. Like, hey, how are you, my man? And it just starts talking to me. I'm like, what? Bill Walton's talking to me? Like, I was in awe of him, you know? And you heard all these stories. Oh, Bill's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Fiercest competitor on the basketball court, but in life, truly, 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 you cannot fake passion. You cannot fake authenticity. The guy was as nice as they say he was. Asked some questions. I got to talk to him a little bit. But it's just one of the great, authentic, organic conversations I've ever had with any athlete. I feel absolutely blessed. So thank you, Bill Walton, for being so nice.
Can you imagine if he wasn't – he kept getting hurt. And that's what really was, you know, he was great the way he was. But, boy, can you imagine some of these guys, like, if they didn't get hurt, how much better they'd be?
I mean, you know, Dave can speak to that as well, you know.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I mean, he was dominated. It's like Sandy Koufax. I mean, if he pitched another 5 or 10 years, you know, the numbers that he would have put up are crazy. But that's one of the great regrets of my career, that I never got to work with Bill Walton, because he was so crazy on the air. And I just... It would be like riding a roller coaster, and I feel like I would have been good at that, to kind of try to rein him in, but encourage him too.
I don't know if you guys did go, but a guy from the Bay Area by the name of Roxy Bernstein works for ESPN. Sure. And so Roxy worked with Bill, and hope to have Roxy and Ralph Lawler, with the former Los Angeles Clippers play-by-play guy, next week to talk about the life and times of Bill, because Bill was just... He was a once-in-a-lifetime guy. There's never going to be anything like that. You know, he's up there with his tie-dye. He's, like, rubbing dirt all over himself. You know, come on. Who does that? That is awesome. You know, all I can say to Bill Walton is God bless your soul. I hope he's safely and securely in heaven. You know, what a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. And I keep thinking about the movie Airplane when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a pilot, right? And he's trying to say that he's not Jabbar. And then finally he tells the kid, he goes, hey, you tell your dad to go try and go up the court with Walton all the time.
I just read something about that, actually, which is kind of funny, is that Kareem was actually really bothered by that kid constantly telling him, going over the lines over and over again. He kept emphasizing, how bad Kareem had been playing. And so Kareem really grabbed the kid, and it was not part of the take where he grabs him and like holds him and like shakes him. He was just supposed to like yell at him, and the kid was not expecting it. And so that look in his eyes is actually genuine of how scared he was of Kareem. Because he said Kareem really had enough of that kid on the set. And that Peter Graves was totally uncomfortable because of that whole, like, the flirting with him. And, have you seen Gladiator movies? And have you seen a grown man naked? Peter Graves, that all those lines made him so embarrassed that he never talked to the kid off set or anything like that. So the kid was...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I literally just read that 2 days ago. So it's funny that you bring that up.
That's right. I haven't heard from his son, Luke, at all. Again, I haven't really been, except for I've been watching the games. Has Luke made a statement at all? No, really.
I don't know if they had a falling out or anything. I don't know this. And maybe Dave Suits. Because when I heard one of the folks on ESPN mention the family's name, they left his name out. Hmm. And I found that very weird. I was strange. They did not mention Luke Walton, which that makes no sense to me. Yeah. Was it a mistake? I don't know. But I found it very sad.
No, I don't think it would be a mistake because he's the only other Walton.
I think he's got two kids plus Luke. There's three of them. Right?
Oh, is that right? John Boy's not one of them, though, right?
No.
John Boy. Okay. For those 1970s fans who love it. Yeah, my mom was a Waltons fan. All right. So, Dave, obviously you're following what's going on in the NBA. What do you think? The Celtics just clinched to get into the finals. I'd be really surprised if Minnesota comes back against Dallas. Go ahead. Make your comments.
Well, the whole thing is surprising to me. Having gone through the whole Kyrie Irving thing in Brooklyn and watching that up close, to see him get it together and lead Dallas to a 3-0 lead in that series. I think Doncic was bound for the finals at some point. But I thought Denver was the best team in the West this year. Yeah. They lacked a little toughness, but they're a great passing and shooting team. And the West, as Mike was saying before, is deeper and I thought tougher. So I think, if Dallas comes out of the West, which it looks like they will, they'll have an advantage against Boston. I was excited to watch the Knicks this year. Big step forward. They could have taken that series if Brunson hadn't gotten hurt. I watched more NBA this year than I had in a long time. I thought it was a good year for the league.
Yeah. And Russell, go ahead. I picked NBA fan.
I picked Boston to make it through the East. I don't think it was that surprising. And when it came to who Boston was going to face, I think there was a lot of questions as to whether it would be Indy or not. We were, in other shows during this whole time. So we didn't really talk about that. But for Indy to make it as far as they did, is pretty amazing considering that they don't play any defense as a team. And Dallas is not a very good defensive team. So we're seeing kind of a surge of not great defensive teams making it far into the NBA playoffs. And some of the better defensive teams like Minnesota and Oklahoma City not making it all the way to the finals. So I think that's saying something. And Denver just looked too worn out, which is surprising because they're not – that old of a team, but it shows something that when the Warriors won back-to-back titles with Durant almost had a third title, how incredibly difficult that really is to win back-to-back championships in the NBA. And a third one is even harder.
Yeah. You got to figure these guys get tired toward the end.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of, I don't know if we're going to make that transition there, Edward, but I'm told that Dave is on our show because he's a longtime sportscaster. I can relate to that. But I'm told in today's world, Dave, that there are actually young kids and teenagers and who knows, probably grandfathers too and grandmothers that actually want to become sportscasters. Is this still true to in our and you have a little something to do with that?
Yeah, everybody thinks it's easy. No, we have done the Sports Broadcasting Camp, it's called, and you can look it up at sportsbroadcastingcamp.com. We've done it for 23 years in Montclair, New Jersey, first at the Yogi Berra Museum, and then for the last several years just on campus at Montclair State University, where they have fantastic studios. And we have, you know, given the year, between 40 and 80 kids. This year, we're going to be closer to 80 kids that come in from all over the country, largely from the tri-state area, but we get, you know, youngsters from all over. And we teach them the nuts and bolts and then the philosophy as well of sports casting and how to do it, behind the scenes stories. We bring in the biggest sportscasters in the country. Last year, we had Mike Breen, Ian Eagle, Kenny Albert, Tim Capstraw from the Brooklyn Nets, who's done their radio on WFAN for the last 22 years, is my partner in running the camp, along with Craig D'Amico. And it's a tremendous week for us every July.
Tell you what, we'll get into – I do want to ask you a couple of questions on that too. So we're going to go to our next trivia question on baseball. I'm not going to give you the hint yet because I think you're going to guess – make a certain guess first. Which baseball player stole home 10 times? And I'm asking it this way for a certain reason. Stay with me.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall certified installer Integrity Electric and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, our special guest, veteran broadcaster Dave Popkin. All right, guys, baseball trivia question. Which player stole home 10 times? First, give me your first guess out the gate.
Lou Brock.
Okay, Lou Brock.
I'm going to go with Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson. Dave?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. It's funny. I would have thought Ty Cobb. Okay. Now, here I'm going to ask it with just a little bit of a hint. Which player, mostly known for his home runs, stole home
Hank 10 Aaron?
Times? Hank Aaron. No.
Home runs?
Mostly known for his home runs.
I mean,
rather than stealing.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Yes.
Babe Ruth. Wow.
Babe Ruth stole home 10 times.
Amazing.
I don't know how I'd hate to be a catcher if he came barreling in. He was kind of a stocky guy there. So Dave, you're talking about your sportscast camp. How much does it cost for the kids to come?
It's $7.95 for the week, and it includes everything. We do a Somerset Patriots minor league baseball game where we bring them out and let them call the game and do stand-ups with cameras and lights on the concourse. And then, you know, all the studio stuff and the food and shirts and you name it all week. So it's a pretty good deal. And then we have scholarships available to kids and families that need it.
Sure. That's, you know, it's really fun because I hadn't heard of that kind of camp before. You know, obviously they have like baseball camp and all that, but that's pretty good because the average kid who might not have the physical talent, you know, might be able to do really well. In fact, now I'm going to date myself on this one, but they're the old TV show, The Odd Couple with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. There was an episode with Howard Cosell, and they bring in this kid who's about maybe 10 or 12 years old to do a play-by-play for one play on Monday Night Football for Dallas Cowboys. And obviously it's scripted, but he does a great job, you know? So that's what I got to thinking about.
Yeah, we can tell right away the kids that have the talent. You know, it's great.
In fact, you've been doing it for 20-something years. So some of the kids, how old are the kids generally when they first come in? Who take
teenagers, like high school. So yeah, there are a lot of them that are out in the world and that have broadcast, you know, in college and professionally. Justin Shackle, that does Yankees radio now, is one of our campers. Noah Eagle, who is a big network announcer now, went to the camp.
That's fun.
A lot of our interns from the camp are, you know, major broadcasters now, like Jared Greenberg, that does sidelines on the NBA, Emily Kaplan, that does sidelines for hockey on ESPN. Yeah. I mean, it's been a who's who. The camp started with Bruce Beck, who's a famous TV anchor from New York, and Ian Eagle. They were the main teachers for many years. And then, Tim and I have stepped in and helped out Dave Cerotti, who owns the camp.
So let me ask you, do you teach them both play-by-play and color?
We teach them everything from on-camera stuff. Yeah. We have an actual on-camera TV coach, Patricia Stark, that comes in to teach them performance and like teleprompter and public speaking skills, all of that. And so we put them on camera in a studio setting, but we also have radio studios there. So they do talk shows, they do updates. Play-by-play of both basketball and baseball, with a lot of different stuff throughout the week.
Very cool. And before we get to our next segment, for let's say anybody in the audience who wants to send their kid there, when is it and how do they get a hold of it?
It's the week of July 15th. It's 5 days that week. It's at Montclair State University in Northern New Jersey. Sportsbroadcastingcamp.com is where you would go for all the info. We're going to have a lot of great, you know, guest speakers this year again. And it's really a rewarding week for me to see the kids grow. Their confidence grows so much from day one to day five.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hear about how there's kind of an old joke about how the number one fear of people isn't death, it's public speaking, mm-hmm. which means that if you're giving the eulogy, you'd rather be in the box than out of the box. Go ahead.
Yeah. And for most kids, yeah, like, you know, you mentioned, you know, you basketball camp, football camp, that kind of thing. A lot of these kids don't go to mm-hmm. those camps. They're into SportsCenter and they're into stats and they're into video games and all this stuff and into announcers. And this becomes their team. Huh. This becomes their network, and a lot of them stay close throughout the years.
Very neat. I could.
I don't know if Dave's another, but I was involved in a sportscasting camp many years ago with the great Barry Tompkins, which is a pretty legendary guy. And Dan Malamud, he used to be the head basketball coach at the University of San Francisco. But these camps are invaluable for training, Dave. There's two art forms. Television is a completely different art form than radio. And I think that's something that you probably have to stress to these kids. And not only is it two different art forms, but, you know, I think it's and I'm sure you're going to concur with this, but the people that are the most successful broadcasters are the ones that work the hardest. They don't have the best talent, but they're grinders. I mean, I think that's true.
I think it's absolutely true. I mean, you have to have some kind of a voice. It doesn't have to be a big baritone, you know, traditional sportscaster voice, but it has to cut through and it has to be unique and people have to know that it's you. And then the rest of it, there's some luck and timing involved and who you know, but by and large, it's hard work. You know, if you put more work into the game than everybody else, and I tell the kids, I want to know more about these two teams than anyone in the arena except the coaches. Okay. I want to know more than all of the fans and the officials and the players or whatever. I need to know about all the eventualities that could happen in this game. And that's why I still love calling games myself, because it's a mental and it's a creative challenge, because you just don't know what's going to happen when you get to the arena.
All right. And you,
do you have like an exercise where you get them to say, watch a professional game and actually do like the, as though they're doing the play by play.
Yeah. For one of the groups, we have them watch NBA and, you know, we have them do charts like a regular sportscaster would, so that they're prepared and then they can call it off of a monitor. And then the baseball game, they make their notes and their charts as well, but they do that live in the stadium.
And Dave, you have to put on your journalism hats. I have a news background as well. So that news background served me quite well, because you have to go talk to those coaches. You have to talk to the offensive coordinators, the defensive coordinators. You've got to get some insight to bring. You're a storyteller. That's the big word today, storytelling. But it's true.
Yeah, you're there to report on the game. And it just so happens that you don't have an edit button like a writer would have to edit the story. You just have to report on the fly, give the who, what, where, when, why, how, and do it in an entertaining way without making mistakes. It's a very hard job.
Yeah, and it is entertainment. Do you not agree with that?
It is. It has to be. Yeah. It can't be boring. I am never boring on the air. I don't think anybody would ever accuse me of that. I'll tell stories and work in a joke or a music reference or something just to keep the audience engaged and wonder, what is he going to say next?
That's what I always tell guests. Well, obviously, I don't tell someone like you, but I said, you know, most important thing, you can't swear because of the FCC rules. But also, I said, I want to make good radio. We just don't want any dead air time.
Totally.
You know? With these guys, with these characters, Russ and Mike, I never have to worry about dead air.
hey, speaking, Dave just had a great story. I'm going to say this in 3 seconds. I just saw Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie. That's all I got to say. So you never know what the hell I'm going to say. I just said it. Phenomenal concert. That's all I got.
Oh, they're great.
Go see them. Legendary. Yep. I think they're the Frank Sinatra. I think real Lionel Richie's the Frank Sinatra of our era. I do. He was unbelievable.
Well, and how he's got to be what,
73?
73. Wow.
74.
I saw Mick Jagger the other night, and he was dancing around, dashing around the stage. He was amazing at 80.
At 80, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because everyone always kind of, you assume all the Stones because they are like, you know, Keith Richards, but having like blood transfusions all the time. But if I understood it correctly, I don't think Mick Jagger really did much in the drinking and the drugs is what I heard.
I think from the 80s he was pretty clean, and he lives a very clean lifestyle now, where he like sings and dances every day. And I think he's a vegetarian, and he's just like really healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Frankie Valli, who's almost 90 years old, with the Jersey Boys in Florida. And I got to tell you, he can still move. He can still sing. I mean, that's a legend.
Right? Wow.
Frankie Valli.
Yeah. I know. That's if for those who have not seen the Jersey Boys, I saw them in Vegas and in San Francisco, and it was awesome. I mean, even my daughter, who was young at the time, you know, really, this music's really good. I said, yeah, I kind of grew up with that, you know, when I was a kid.
It was fun.
Hey, Dave, do you actually tell these kids just how tough a business this is? My first job was in Prescott, Arizona. I made $10.50 a month. My second job was in Santa Maria, California. I didn't make squat. I barely survived. Do you tell the reality of how brutal this business is?
We do. And we tell them that just because you're at this camp, it doesn't mean you're going to be on the air. Like, there's a lot of roles. When I do a TV game on CBS Sports Network, there's like 25 or 30 people on the crew. And all of those people are part of the team and are vital. So there may only be two or three announcers that day, but there's a lot of room in this business and there's a lot of content out there. So there are jobs out there, you know, but it's hard. It's still as hard as ever to make it at the top level. So, yeah, we don't sugarcoat it for them. But we also want to encourage them and not squash their dreams. So we keep it real and we give them the stories. Mm-hmm. Like, my first job was in Sioux City, Iowa for $700 a month.
Well, the other thing is that I had, you know, for radio, someone, I won't mention his name, but he was very good at his job. And he was saying the frustration with him was he was making the same amount that he was like last year that he made in 1988.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no, it's all like, I don't think prices have stayed the same since then. But
you know why? Because they've got to over the barrel, because there's 10 other, you know, 100 other people that want that job. My rate at Seton Hall has not changed much in the last 21 years.
it's unreal. And then, you know, and not only that, Dave, one of the things that I know, at least as you just mentioned, there's so many different people working with you and a crew and et cetera, et cetera. You've got to treat people with kindness and care and respect.
Yeah.
Because if you don't come in there and think that you're, you know, Mr. This and that, because you're not. And I think that relationship building is critical. Do you agree?
We absolutely teach that. And we bring in somebody specifically to speak to that. There's a guy, John Fanta, that you may know. He's on Fox and FS1. He does basketball and bowling and baseball, all kinds of sports. He's a terrific young announcer. He's in his late 20s, went to Seton Hall. I've known him for a long time. And he's a relationship builder. Everybody loves him. The fans love him. The crews love him. He's like a Chris Farley type. He's a character. And he's just a lovable personality. And that helps him get jobs.
And if you keep your humble spirit, that's the thing. I don't care who you are. You got to keep a humble spirit. All right. Hey, guys, we're going to go to our last commercial break here. This has been fun. It's a fast hour, I'll tell you. Okay, so baseball question. Name the only 2 days of the year in which there are no professional sports games. This would be either MLB, NBA, NHL, or NFL. The four major ones, all right? Only 2 days of the year in which there are no professional sports games. So we're not counting stuff like boxing, which, you know, there may be boxing or MMA. So we're talking about the four major ones, all right? That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments and Russell's favorite part of the day, the thoughts for the day. Right, Russell?
Yeah, I'm trying to get through it.
Grumble. He's grumbling like birds.
Trying to get through it. All right.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, veteran broadcaster Dave Popkin. And our third trivia question, name the only 2 days of the year in which there are no professional sports games. And we're talking about the four major leagues, MLB, NBA, NHL, or NFL.
Day after the All-Star game.
That's right, the day before and the day after the All-Star game. All right. Yeah. Because you're not in football season, basketball's over, NHL's over, and then MLB, they go, nope, we need these guys to rest up for the All-Star.
I try really hard to survive those days. And thank God for professional wrestling.
Yeah, professional wrestling. Exactly. Hey, Dave, let me ask you, because you're a longtime baseball fan. For me, I stopped watching the All-Star game. I don't remember what year, but it just wasn't the same. You know, same thing with basketball. They just the All-Star game is not the same anymore.
Yeah, I still like it because I get to see some of the young players that I may not see on an everyday basis. Like, I don't get to see the West Coast teams all the time. So, you know, to see the best player from the Padres or the Giants or something like that is cool. And if it's in a historic stadium, you know, I like that. I still like any baseball game.
Gotcha. All right, guys, we're going to cut out. Here's our thoughts for the day. Thank you again, Dave, for being our guest today. It was a great. I'll have to have you back. Okay, so I'm going to actually give you a couple of quotes. One's from George Carlin, and the other one is from Golda Meir. From George Carlin, have you ever noticed that anybody driving slower than you is an idiot and anyone going faster than you is a maniac? That's kind of true, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Golda Meir, yeah, yeah. I love this one. She said, don't be so humble. You're not that great.
That's good.
Also, you know, it's interesting. She was the one, I think, who said when they were talking about war, she said if back then it was, you know, the Arabs, right? Palestinians, Arabs, et cetera, or our enemies. If our enemies laid down their guns, there would be no war. War, right? If Israel laid down its arms, there would be no more Israel. And that's true, too. All right. See. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, your host. We'll see you next week.
Dude out.
So long.